It's time for a blessing. From the My Gospel Station studio here in Loras, South Carolina, it's time to present No Sugar Added, featuring the Reverend Jimmy Hardy. And now, here's today's message.
I'm going to open us in prayer, and we're going to be in Luke 23 today. Luke 23. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity to be here today, Lord, to speak. Lord, I just pray that you give me the words that you'd have me to say, Lord, to reach out to this lost and dying world, Lord, to touch someone, that someone be saved today, Lord. And we just lift the prayer request and all up to you, Lord. You know the situation, each and every one's life, Lord. And we just pray that you'll have your hand on it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today we're going to be in Luke 23. I'm going to start in verse 32. And I entitled the message, The Three Crosses. You know, I was talking to some people yesterday, and I asked them, you know, we were talking, and I told them that I was going to preach on the three crosses today. And, I asked them, I said, what do y'all know about the three crosses? Well, three of the boys just stood there and looked at each other, and I asked the mother of the boys, I said, what do you know about the three crosses? And she said, they put them up on Easter. You know, but it was, it was just funny. but there's a lot more to it than putting them up on Easter. And we're going to start in Luke chapter 23, verse 32. And this is after Jesus was arrested, and he'd been before Pilate, he'd been scourged, and they took him to crucify him. You know, he's been nailed to the cross and all that. You know, this is all after that. And it says, when Jesus was crucified, there were two with him. You know, we know him as the two thieves. But here in Luke, it calls them malefactors. And it says, and there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. So it's telling you, there was two thieves that were took with Jesus to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And what he's speaking of here is that, I got a message there. We'll keep you in prayer, Bruce, or whatever. I didn't see the whole text there, but I'll check it when I get off, and we'll put you on the prayer list to keep you in prayer. It says, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And what it's saying here is that, the world, the society, the civil, the people in that day, they were crucifying the Son of God, but they didn't see him as that, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself. If he be Christ, the chosen of God. You ever find yourself in that situation? That you say, if you're God, then show me this or show me that. You ever see yourself doing that? And that's basically what these people are saying here. He says, he saved others, let him save himself. If he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar and saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and in Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. And that's what was written above him. And what you see here, and it says, and the people stood holding, and the rulers also with him, derided him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. So he was saying that he was the Son of God, that he was the Messiah. People didn't believe him. The people of the world, the worldly society, and you can compare that to today, our worldly society when it comes to Christ. Everybody's looking for something to prove that he exists. You know, it's by faith. It's by faith. If you don't believe that the Lord exists, then you're in a bad way. You're in a bad way. And it says, and the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with him. Also with them derided him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if he be the Christ, the chosen of God. And basically, what they were saying, if he's the Son of God, the child, you know, the chosen one, he can get himself down from that cross and save himself. You know, they want a proof. You know, they had to have some kind of proof that they were non-believers. You know, they didn't believe that he was the Son of God. And it said, also the soldiers mocked him, coming to him and offered him vinegar and saying, if thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself. See, even the soldiers were doing it. You know, and in our society today, we got a lot of people that proclaim to be saved. We got people that are lost. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of lost people, and they admit they lost, but they pray to God, you know. And they'll tell you, they pray. But in John 9:31, the Word of God says, well, we know God hears not a sinner's prayer. So if you're lost and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, he's not hearing your prayer. He's not hearing your prayer. Now, you might go on believing that and think that he is, but he's not. But he'll hear your prayer of repentance. And this is where we're going to get to in this scripture. And it said, and a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. And it says, and one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. See, this man was very concerned about himself. He said, and one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. So he was basically telling him, if you are the Son of God, if you are Christ, if you are the chosen one, save yourself and then save us. This is what he said to Christ. But the other answering, rebuked him, saying, doest not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation. And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Now, see, you look at the first, they got it here, malefactor, but the first thief. And it says, and one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. Save thyself and us. If thou be Christ, if thou be Christ. Now, this one, he represents the world. You know, he's prideful, selfish, you know, what he says to the Lord. Then you go to the second one. But the other in answering rebuked him, saying, doest not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation. And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man had done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Now, I'm going to point some things out to you right here. You know, like I say, there's a lot of people in the world today that are lost. There's a lot of people in the world today that proclaim to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Like I said, I've talked to a lot of people, and they tell me they pray and they're lost, and they, you know, openly admit they're lost, that they haven't accepted Christ as their Savior, that they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. And they say they pray, but in John 9:31 it says, well, we know God hears not a sinner's prayer. And salvation, Jesus went to the cross to die for each and every one of us. his blood was shed upon the ground. So whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that's what he went to the cross for. He died for us, each and every one of us today. And if you'll look here in the three crosses. Okay, I'm going to go back to I'm going to say it one more time, the first one. You know, he railed on Christ saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us, and remember that, how he told. This one was of the world. He was selfish, he was prideful, he was concerned about himself. You know, he didn't believe that Jesus was Christ. He said, because he's saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. Oh, and I want you to listen to what the second one says. He says, but the other one answering rebuked him, saying, doest not thou fear God? Watch your second one here. He's omitted. That's God, or the Son of God, which is all the same. He's omitted that. And he says, seeing thou art in the same condemnation. And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. He has confessed his sin. As a matter of fact, he confessed both of them sins. He says, and we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. And basically what he is saying is he's acknowledged God. He's acknowledged his sin. And that him hanging on that cross, that he's getting his just reward for what he has done. For he is guilty of sin. He is guilty for everything that he's done for the reason he's nailed on that cross. For the reason he went to the cross, he's guilty. He plainly admits it. You know, he admits his sin. He admits his guilt. He says, and we indeed justly will receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And if you'll look right there real good, he says, and he said unto Jesus, Lord. He admitted that Jesus was the Son of God, that he was Lord, that he was God. And all through the few scriptures there, he's confessed to God. He's repented of his sins, and he's asked Jesus to remember him when he comes into his kingdom. Basically, like it is today, about asking the Lord to be your Lord and Savior. And Jesus said unto him, verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Now you understand, after this man had admitted God, confessed God, confessed his sins, and asked the Lord to remember him, basically to save him. And Jesus said unto him, verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And Jesus let him know that he had set him, and that day he would be with him in paradise, that he would be going with Jesus to glory. He would be going with Jesus to the Father, that he would be with him that day in paradise. Now, the question I want to ask you, like I said, there's a lot of us running around today proclaiming to be saved. There's a lot of people that admit they're lost, but yet you pray, and like I said, John 9:31 says, for we know that the Father hears not the sinner's prayer. And I'm going to go right back here to verse 43. When the man on the cross spoke all these things of the Lord, confessed his sins and done all that. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today you shalt be with me in paradise. That's what Jesus told him, the one that done the confessing, the one that done the asking. You know, the one that admitted his sin, his guilt, and recognized him as the Lord and Savior. Jesus spoke to him and said, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And the question I have to ask you, what did Jesus say to the first thief on the cross that spoke? Nothing. Nothing. See, we'll go back there, and it says, one of the matter factors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. And you see no response from Christ to him, because this man was of the world. This man did not believe he was Christ. This man did not confess his sins. This man didn't acknowledge Christ in no way. He did not acknowledge the Father in no way. And what did Christ say to him? Nothing. Basically, as he didn't hear him. But the second one rebuked the first one, saying, doest not, thou fear God. And he also says, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. And he admits that Jesus had done nothing wrong. He said, but this man has done nothing amiss. And then he says, and he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And then Jesus replies, and Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee today, shalt thou be with me in paradise. The Lord let him know that that day he would be with him in paradise. Not the first one. Not the first one that spoke. Jesus said nothing to him. And that's what I'm saying today. If you're out there and you're lost, you can profess to be a Christian. You can profess to be saved. You can profess to have a relationship with Christ. You can pray. But if you have not called upon the Lord, confessed your sins, admit that you are a sinner, and ask him to save you, and him accept you. And like I said about the prayers, he don't hear you. John 9:31 says, well, we know the Father hears not a sinner's prayer. And there's a lot of people out there today, and they're deceived. Now, we get into this thing about the Father's house, going to the Father's house on Sunday, or a social club. You know, I believe there's good churches out there, and there's a lot of social clubs out there, and there's a lot of people deceived. You believe a lot of things. And as me talking with people and everything, and there's always something that somebody says somewhere. Somebody said, you know, or so-and-so said, you know, this, or so-and-so said that. No, you need to read the Bible. You need to see what the Word of God says. Don't go on second hand. Read what God says. It's all about him. I was in a situation here a while back where a woman was shacking with a guy, and she'd asked me about it. And, you know, and I know what the Bible said about it, and, you know, and I didn't really want to say that to her. And I said, well, I'll tell you the scripture, and you can read it yourself. She said, well, I know what the scripture says. I said, so you know what the scripture says about that? She said, yeah. She said, I want to know what you think about it. And I told her, I said, the Lord don't care what I think about it. It's what he says. If you know the scripture, it's written right there in the Word of God. It's what he says. It ain't what Jimmy Hardy says. It's what he says. And that's what it's all about, people. If you have not called upon the Lord and been saved, you know, I don't care. I know there's a lot of people out there that say there's all different kind of ways to heaven. If you're a good person, you're going to heaven. If you help the needy, you're going to heaven. It's just all different kind of ways to heaven. But the Word of God says there are not but one way to the Father, and that's through the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have not accepted him as your Lord and Savior, you will surely perish and burn in a devil's hell. No way around it. There's not but one way to the Father, and that's through the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other way. But yet so many of you believe he is. So many of you don't go to church. You think that just living a good life is going to get you to heaven. I mean, I love my boys. You know, then I got one still going to church with me, and the other ones keep straggling in and out, you know. And I pray for them, and I know a lot of people that are saved, but them people that are saved can't get me to heaven. Nobody can get me to heaven. My pastor can't get me to heaven or nothing. But I have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I have an advocate with the Father. I'm not perfect, never have been, never will be. But I serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and I have an advocate with the Father. And that's the only way. That's the only way to get to heaven. And you can see that here on the three crosses. And what I call the three crosses, you got the cross of damnation, you got the cross of repentance, and you got the cross of salvation. And on the cross of damnation, this is what the man says. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. That's the cross of damnation. This man was concerned about himself. He was the way of the world. He did not recognize Christ. He did not admit he was Christ. He did not repent of his sins. So that's the cross of damnation. Now, we go to the cross of repentance, and it's the second one, second malefactor. The second malefactor rebuked him, saying, doest not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation. And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. That's the cross of repentance. This man repented. This man acknowledged God. And he asked Christ to remember him. And Jesus told him that he would be with him today in paradise. And like I said, you look back, he said nothing to the first malefactor. After the first malefactor spoke, the one was the way of the world, the one that did not admit, Christ said nothing to him. But he tells the one on the cross of repentance, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And that's all it is, people. And the cross of salvation, that's the one that the Lord Jesus Christ was nailed to for your sin, for each and everybody's sin. He was nailed to that cross. He was the perfect lamb, the Messiah, the perfect sacrifice. That his blood cleansed all sin for all men, past, present, and future. He made a way for us to have a direct relationship with the Father through him as our advocate to the Father. But in order to get there, you have to seek the Lord Jesus Christ out. You need to be seeking him today. Like I said, you just take a good look at our world right now. It's plunging deeper and deeper into darkness. You know, and like the Word of God says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. And people, that's something we got to do today. We got to humble ourselves before the Lord. Like I said, this world is plunging into darkness, believe it or not, but it is. And I really believe the time's at hand. I don't know when the Lord's coming, but I don't believe it's too many more years off or months off or whatever. And it's not about when he's coming. The point is to be ready. He could come tomorrow. Be ready. Be ready. Today is the day of your salvation. Today is the day of your salvation. So if you're out there and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you need to be seeking him out. You need to be seeking him out. You need to find a good church to go to, one that preaches the word, one that will step on your toes. Like I say, a lot of pastors say they don't want to step on your toes. They want to hit you directly in the heart. You want one that will preach the word of God. You need to stand for God. They don't stand for the congregation. They stand for God. And they'll stand up and preach the word of God. They will swing the sword. Because, people, we are in bad times, perilous times, as the Bible would say. And I do believe that the Lord is fixing to come. And all I can do is pray for people. You know, like me, I can't save no one. But I know the one that can. And he's out there today. He's here today with open arms, with open arms. All you have to do is call upon his name, repent on your sins, and ask him to come and live in your heart. To take control of your life, to lead and guide you. And he will. He will. That's what he's waiting on that. All you have to do is ask. If you're lost, he'll hear that prayer. But that's the only prayer he's going to hear if you're lost, is your prayer of repentance. Your prayer of repentance. And I'm fixing to get off here. Just know that the Lord Jesus Christ loves you, and he's waiting on you today. He's waiting on you today if you're out there lost. And if you're out there and you're saved and you know the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to be praying for this country. We need to be praying for the lost. You need to be telling people about Jesus today. Today. And there are a lot of people proclaim they do. They might proclaim that in the Father's house, but actually on the street they don't. People, we got to tighten up. For the time is at hand and the Lord is fixing to come. So if you know somebody out there today and they're lost, you need to reach out to them. And just let them know that Jesus loves them, that you love them, that you don't want them to burn in a devil's hell. And if you're out there today and you got young'uns, you sure need to have them in the Father's house. You surely do, because this world is wicked. And if the Lord tears and these young'uns grow up, just imagine what this world's going to be. They're going to need Christ in their life. So you need to have them in church today. And I'm going to close and just let you know that Jesus loves you. We'll be back next Sunday. And we just want to praise God for everything today. And I pray that the words today have touched someone, and for renewing of the mind, that you'll be seeking Christ out and that you'll accept him today. And I'm going to close in prayer, and we'll see y'all next Sunday. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity to speak today, Lord, to be up here at the radio station, Lord. And Lord, I just ask you to bless this program, the station, Lord, that we keep getting your word out, Lord, and that people be saved, Lord. For we are in perilous times, Lord, and I believe you're coming soon, Lord. And Lord, we just pray for this country, Lord, and our leaders, Lord. And Lord, I just ask you to forgive us all for our shortcomings, Lord, for we have plunged into darkness, Lord. And Lord, I just ask forgiveness for us all, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We would like to thank you for tuning in to No Sugar Added, a ministry program with your host, the Reverend Jimmy Hardy. No Sugar Added is a part of Legacy Radio, heard here on MyGospelStation.com.